What's up, friends, and welcome to the Movement is Medicine show. I have Dr. Annie in the house. Whoop, 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 whoop. And today we're going to talk about this journey of recovery and rehabilitation after an acute injury, because you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, I'm actually towards the tail end.
Yeah, maybe middle, maybe like you're 3/4 of the way through or something.
Yeah. I think it depends on what we're measuring it against. You know, like if we're talking about skiing, which of course I'm always talking about skiing, then I'm in the middle. You know, but
for the ultimate goal, to get back on the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Ultimate goal. You know, looking at my skis, thinking, could I do some backcountry this summer? No, I probably shouldn't. So, yeah, I just wanted to touch back in regards to ACL rehab and my journey, because it's been a while since we've chatted about it. And I've learned so much going through this process. And I feel like, you know, there's more and more near and dear patients who are experiencing an ACL tear this year. I've got a couple people who have torn their ACL skiing, and I'm hoping just to be able to share my journey with them, share my insights, and help everyone who's going through it to progress.
Absolutely. Because yeah. It's a pretty significant road to recovery.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest, actually. You know, the knee is in itself not a majorly complicated joint, but because of all the diverse forces that are involved to actually make the knee function correctly, that's where rehab gets really complicated. And I tell you what, there's no slacking off on rehab when it comes to coming back from an ACL tear and surgery. You have to work yourself so hard.
Let's talk about some of the different kind of modalities, I guess, because when we talk about, you know, thinking about the knee, from a structural standpoint, it's not insanely complicated, but it has to deal with a lot of different forces, right? A lot of different, you know, sideways movements and up and down movements and shock and forward and backward movements and, you know, lateral, all this stuff, right? And so partly what you're talking about there is after you've had ACL tear, getting the knee back to a place where it can handle all of those different functions is pretty tricky.
Yeah, it's really tricky. You know, I mean, I think last we chatted, like I was more in the beginning phases of rehab, doing lots of laser, doing a lot more soft tissue work.
Regenerative medicine, yeah. big part of like
did there. You know, getting my IVs at stage integrative, you know, getting my range of motion back, all those pieces. And then, you know, then you get to this point where it's like, okay, is my body ready to accept some different directional load? Is my knee able to handle changing directions? And when you think about, especially my instance, getting, you know, a cadaver ligament, you know, obviously I'm healing that ligament in, but I'm also training that ligament now how to respond to load. This ligament I have in my knee isn't an ACL, right? That's not what you get back in your knee. I have a tibialis posterior tendon that's looped over, right? It's a living tissue. I'm growing it back. But now I have to teach that ligament how to respond to load in all different directions. It's not inert. And I think we forget about that. We think about quads. We think about hamstrings. We think about glutes. And that's, of course, valuable. But that's the beginning, right? So when you get to more where I am, which is getting back into running, cutting, pivoting, that type of thing, then you've got to think about really the whole body training and rewiring. So the cognitive part of training the knee. And that involves core. That involves cross body, like upper to lower. That involves, of course, tons of glute training, tons of quad. I mean, my quads came back strong pretty quickly because that's what you know. Train your quads, right? Train your quads. So we did that like crazy. But your hamstrings, so shut down. Adductors, so shut down. Simple, you know, weightlifting motions I guess a Turkish getup isn't really simple. I've always had a hard time with it. But I mean, I can hardly do that right now without a weight. And that's because it involves my opposite side QL, my opposite side glute stabilization, hip extension, knee flexion, you know, all the different motions I've got to combine together.
I don't think people think about that often in their kind of rehab or recovery post-injury, that you have to kind of re-pattern, re-sync, kind of, you know, regroup in that way your body's ability to have things fire together and fire appropriately so that you can produce whatever that outcome is that you want. It's almost like learning how to walk again or something, you know, where you're really pushing hard to get your body to re-pattern and, you know, those nerve firings and that muscle firing and contraction, relaxation, all that stuff happening in this beautiful what used to be this seemingly effortless symphony of, you know, brain and neurons and nerves and muscle and movement. Now it's like, oh, it gets so disrupted from a surgery, a big surgery like that. And to get everything synced back up and firing together, it can be surprising, right? Where you're talking about Turkish get up, where you're like, I can't even do it without weight. It's just, it's weird because the like things aren't turning on that used to just turn on together. Yeah. And it seemed really easy.
Repatterning, it's major piece of it. And also like protecting from a new tear. Like we know that we've got to load our knee pretty heavy, right? So you've got to be able to press heavy, like leg press heavy or squat heavy weight. If you're going back into running, you've got to be able to split squat heavy, like all of those basics. But I think that's the part we don't know, is we don't know that we have to be able to, we do know if you're with a good rehab person, but if you're just on your own thinking about it, like you've got to be able to rapidly deaccelerate as well. You got to have controlled valgus collapse. Valgus means your knees coming in, right? That's part of our motion, right? We got to be able to control that motion. And after having a surgery like that, it's not there. Like we don't have that control. And that's where people really re-injure themselves. That's where they get that re-tear, is they don't have that controlled. Valgus collapse is a big, big one. So yeah. And then deceleration, like when you're doing a jump or a lateral jump, your calf has got to be able to deaccelerate your motion. That's really pivotal and really key. And unless we train that, we're not going to have it. No matter, you know, even if you're out running like I am, I'm struggling with that rapid lateral deacceleration of my calf. So it's interesting.
It is interesting, especially coming into this, you were a highly conditioned, you know, those were highly patterned movements for you. So those were hardwired in. And yet your findings kind of surprisingly to go through it firsthand is like how that doesn't just immediately come back, even though that was a patterned nerve response and muscle response prior to.
Yeah, you've got to retrain it. And retraining it against gravity, meaning you got to be on your feet retraining it, you know, because the proprioceptive system needs to kick back in to really, the proprioceptive system really controls those motions. Like it's not a brain wiring thing, right? Yeah, so it's been a really interesting process. I would highly encourage anyone to really get help with it, because, and really be careful. Like even if you feel like, I felt like, you know, I'm ready to run. You know, I'm ready. I wasn't ready to run. I didn't hurt myself, but I, you know, I knew right away when I went out and started running that it wasn't ready. It's like, oh no, this is not happening. And I've done a lot to get to that stage. So I was like, I was surprised. But it was because my muscles didn't know what to do anymore. They did not know what to do in a standing running position. They were like, nope, we're out. Freak we don't out. Know what to do now. You know.
Yeah, so I think things to call out there. One, takes longer than you're probably anticipating.
Yes, unfortunately.
Takes longer and it's harder. And if you're flying solo, there's a real good chance you're going to miss some critical elements.
Yeah, I would, you know, don't fly solo. You know, you can get your range of motion back on your own. You can get the basic, like when you're starting out after acute care, after surgery, you know, the rehab is pretty straightforward. You know, you're getting your muscles firing again, getting your quad rebuilt, getting your hamstring going, getting your range of motion, controlling your swelling. That's fine to do most of that on your own. And your physical therapist or whoever you're working with will say, hey, you know, do most of this at home. But then when it comes to more advanced care, like I really encourage anyone going through it, take it to the very end with your care provider, whether you're getting whoever you're seeing, and make sure you're getting the exit testing done so that your knee is protected. Because believe me, you don't want to do it again.
I think that just would be absolutely terrible to have a re-injury on that. Mm-hmm. I know it's the fear, right? It's the absolute terror of like re-hurting yourself and going through that whole process again.
Yeah. Well, it really is. I mean, really is so much work. And for anyone going through this, like I would suggest you don't give yourself a break. Like you've got to work your body really hard. Don't think that you can just sort of like do a little bit and you're going to be okay because you're walking again. No.
I just think so many areas of life, we just forget how much work goes into creating something.
Yeah.
Whether that's our health, you know, whether that's a business, whether that's a relationship that we cherish, you know, whatever it is, whether that's, you know, it's the ability of our mind to be discerning and our, you know, creative, all of it requires a lot of work, a lot of intentionality.
Yeah.
It takes a lot longer than we think it's going to take. And it can be a grind sometimes.
It is. And I think, you know, for me, I have a burning desire to go running again. I love being physical. So for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get this done. But I know not everyone feels the same way. Like, they have different goals. But just to protect that knee from getting injured, I highly encourage people to really think about those more advanced steps before you, you know, stop doing your rehab.
Well, and I think about, you know, people who then come and see us years later, who maybe did stop early in their path. And now, you know, even if they didn't re-injure themselves right away, what they found is that now they're hitting some kind of chronic pain, or they have some very significant immobility, or they try to get back into doing something they used to do and they find they can't really do it anymore.
Yeah.
Or like run, like, you know, they took a long break, like a 3-year break, but then they want to get back into running and they find they can't really do it, or they're having a lot of pain. And what can happen is, if we don't address it now, we're going to have to address it at some point. You have to address it later, and then it can be compounded, right, by your body trying to adapt to a situation and essentially making it worse over time. And so really do the work now. Like, when you're in that state where it's fresh, it's right in front of you, you know, keep going with it and keep working a process.
Yeah. Do the work now. Don't get arthritis. Don't re-tear your knee.
Yeah.
You know, because arthritis is the other thing. If you don't do the work, that's another really thing that happens really frequently post ACL tear.
Totally. Yeah. And you don't want to be on that slippery slope where then that impacts your motivation, your ability to go do the stuff you want to do. And so then you're like moving less, and then, you know, we could paint the negative picture. You're sitting on the couch more, and then exactly. And then you're like, you're gaining weight, you're feeling gross, and you're turning into a sleaze, and your whole life just goes to hell.
So dramatic.
It's just because you didn't keep going with your recovery plan.
But yeah, I mean, if anyone's going through it again, I'm just happy to be a resource for anyone who needs help with any part of this long journey. But yeah.
And just know you're not alone. You know, it is hard work. It is a grind. And if you're starting off on this journey, highly encourage you to go back and kind of listen to some of the other podcasts we've done on this, because it can help, you know, get your mind right and help equip you with some tools and resources to kind of gear yourself up to go, you know, go the distance. But if you're in the process and you're working it, highly encourage you to keep going. You're not alone. Tons of resources. We're here to help in any way that we can.
Yeah, totally. And before I go, one thing I want to do a shout out to Experience Momentum. I've worked with my team here, and I also work with them on my rehab, and they've been really great. So just a huge shout out to the team over there. They put up with me, and I'm not an easy patient.
Well, and you know, we're big believers in establishing a team of healthcare providers, right? So there's things that we can do here and the, you know, expertise we bring, and then we always look to find those best-in-class providers that we can surround ourselves with.
Yeah.
And then also our patients with as well. So yeah,
absolutely.
Huge shout out to Experience Momentum. Huge shout out to Sage. Huge shout out to the team here. There's been, you know, you had a phenomenal surgeon, you know.
Dr. Michael Lee, Edmonds Orthopedic.
Edmonds Orthopedic.
Just awesome.
I've had such great experiences with those guys.
Yeah.
And so big shout out to everybody who goes into it. But it takes a team, takes a village, right? You got to have a lot of different resources are at your disposal to get you back to a place where you're doing what you used to do. And maybe you're even better. Maybe you come out the other side.
Better.
And you're
for better. Like,
stronger, faster.
Yeah.
You're more resilient.
I've got a huge ACL now.
Yeah,
like, it's
your
so
ACL
goofy.
So powerful now, right?
Love it.
So this is really, you know, a lot of times adversity is the way, obstacle is the way for us to achieve an even level, greater level of awareness, of satisfaction, and of ability in our life. So if you approach it like that, there's a really giant, beautiful prize that's waiting for you on the other side of that long, long road.
Yeah, I'll give you a gold star.
You get a gold star too.
We'll make a
plaque for you, maybe.
Yeah.
I think you need a plaque.
Okay, I like that.
Well, thanks for sharing. Thanks for being here. Thanks for giving us an update. And again, if there's any way we can help or any direction we can provide, reach out to us here at Head to Toe, and we'll do our best for you.
Yep.
Talk soon.
You bet.